It's time for the Los Angeles Kings postgame show.
Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, anytime. Good times, all the time.
Cipolla to the net, shoots, score!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are Nick Nixon and Darrell Evans.
And we're back here at Staples Center where the Kings win it by a score of 4-1. Three goals in that third period. They have now officially given assists on the Tyler Toffoli goal. And the assists go to Doughty and Kopitar, which means Andrzej Kopitar winds up with 4 points tonight, a goal and three assists. And Drew Doughty gets assists on all three goals in the third period. Kopitar, star number one, a plus two, a goal and three assists. Doughty was the third star, three assists tonight, a plus two, and Quicken goal, 20 saves, star number two. So Andrzej Kopitar with 4 points tonight, 80 points on the year, one shy of his single season best of 81 done back in the 09-10 season. And, of course, Kopitar and the Kings with 11 games left. Time now for our Nestle Crunch hit of the game, and it came about 4 minutes into the game tonight. Ferk to center ice, to the Kings line for Jensen. Back to Ferk, right wing. Shot attempt blocked, and Muzzin really finished Jensen hard after Jensen got rid of that puck. Jake Muzzin with a big hit early on. Yeah, early on. Nick Jensen, the Detroit defenseman. That was the Nestle Crunch hit of the game. Nestle Crunch anytime, anywhere. It's the taste of fun. 4-1, the Kings win it. We'll have the highlights when the postgame returns. Kings Hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Kings over Detroit, 4-1 here tonight. And a programming note for those listening on the flagship KBC after the postgame. Kings Talk, give us a call at 800-222-5222. Kings Talk from our new home, the Impact Sports Bar and Grill, here at Staples Center. All right, one goal in the first period. The Kings scored it. Paul Ledoux in the lineup for the first time in 15 games, and he scored the goal 8:55 into the game. Kopitar leading the team in goals, assists, and points. And he's been with his line mates most of the season here tonight. Brown and Iafallo, they win the draw. Ledoux, a shot. Score! Well, the Kings won the draw. Andrzej Kopitar was tipped out to Ledoux by Alex Iafallo. And Ledoux let it go down low, and he beat Coro in the low left corner. I don't know if it was deflected. If it was, it might have been a Red Wing, but Paul Ledoux with the shot here at 8:55 of the first period, and the Kings have a 1-0 lead. And the young defenseman's third goal of the season, playing just his eighth game. Iafallo and Kopitar, who won the draw, gain the assists. One penalty in the period. It came at 14:21, Kyle Clifford for slashing. And the Red Wings on the power play had a real good look, but Quick with a huge stop midway through the power play. A battle now in the corner to the left of Quick. Three Kings there with three Red Wings. Puck cleared to the blue line, held in. Cronwall feeds it left side. Now they get it to Zetterberg with a pass. Tipped on. Nilsson, and a save by Quick. And the Kings will clear the rebound. Big stop on the deflection off Nilsson by Quick. Yeah, another one of those scrambling acrobatic saves by Jonathan Quick, lunging to his right. Might have got a stick on it, lunging to his right. I think Nilsson thought he had a gimme right there. So the puck stayed out, and the Kings skated off after 20 minutes with a 1-0 lead. No scoring in the second period. And then as the buzzer ended the second period, Kings defenseman Paul Ledoux got caught for high sticking. And the Red Wings started the third period with a power play, and they scored after Cronwall's shot hit the post. Nyquist put it in to tie it at 45 seconds, his 18th. Cronwall and Nilsson with the assist, so it was a 1-1 game. And then midway through the third period, a stranger goal you may never see, and the Kings took the lead again. Here is Doughty back out, up the middle with speed into the zone, feeds it off left wing to Brown, drives down low into the corner, threw it behind the net, winds up right corner to Doughty. Doughty to Kopitar. Kopitar checked behind the Detroit net, puck hits the top of the net, they score! Andre Kopitar likely will get credit for the goal. He had the puck behind the net. He was tied up. The puck flipped up in the air, hit the top of the net, then went to the front of the net and goes in off the goaltender. What a break for the Kings. The goal coming at 8:22, just as the penalty expired. The Kings are up 2-1. And it turns out to be the game winner. If you saw it, a stranger goal you'll never see. And listening on radio, a stranger goal you'll never hear. Kopitar's 29th from Brown and Doughty at 8:22. Then, as time was winding down, the Kings got a huge insurance goal. Controlled by Helm. Helm sends it down low, but Kopitar picks off. He'll come to center. Leave it for Doughty at center ice. Into the zone. He'll hand it off to Toffoli. Moves in. Shoots. Save by Coro. Great look for Toffoli. Doughty a shot. Save. Rebound. Toffoli. Score! With 1:30 left, the Kings get a huge insurance goal. Tyler Toffoli getting the rebound and beating Coro. And the Kings, with a minute and a half left to play, have a 3-1 lead. And Toffoli's 23rd goal of the season. Doughty and Kopitar getting the assist. And after the goal, there was a challenge by the Red Wings and coach Jeff Blashill. They challenged for offside, and it was a good play. And the new rule this year, if you challenge an offside and you're wrong, you get a penalty. So they got the penalty at 18:30. They pulled the goaltender anyway, but shortly after play resumed, 18 seconds after the Toffoli goal, Brown closed it out with an empty net power play goal, his 21st of the year from Kopitar and Doughty, and that closed it out. So in the third period, Kopitar a goal and two assists, and Doughty with three assists, Brown with a goal and one assist. So the big boys got it done, and the Kings get the win. All right, we'll take a break. We'll look at the final numbers and update the playoff race when we come back. Kings Hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Postgame show continues. The Kings a winner here at Staples tonight by a score of 4-1 as we take a look at our Stanley Pest Control Pest of the Game. We'll give it to Detroit's center, Luke Glendening. He had a team-high 6 hits, and he was the best for anybody on both sides in the face-off circle, winning 80%, 8 of 10. Solid game in limited ice time for Luke Glendening of Detroit. 6 hits and 8-2 in the face-off circle. He is our Stanley Pest Control Pest of the Game. When you find a pest in your house, call Stanley Pest Control at 1-800-GOT-BUGS. Or find them at stanleypest.com. Right now, let's pause for station identification on the Kings Radio Network. Toffoli in the zone, shoots, scores!
The home of Kings Hockey.
KABC.
Los Angeles.
Orange County.
A Cumulus station.
And again, a reminder on the flagship in just a few moments. KABC will have Kings Talk. Get your calls and questions loaded up for us at 800-222-5222. Final numbers here in the game. Shots on goal in the third. The Kings had 11, a total of 22. Detroit had 8 for a game total of 21. Jonathan Quick gets the win. He is now 28, 25, and 2. The loser, his third start since his recall, Jared Coro. He is now 0, 2, and 0. Here at home, the Kings improved to 19, 13 and 3. On the road, Detroit falls to 13, 19 and 3. And now the Kings have 11 games left in the regular season, 6 at home and 5 will be on the road. The Kings sweep the two games with Detroit. A win here tonight, 4-1. That was the winning score for them November 28th at Little Caesars Arena. Kopitar had two goals and an assist in Detroit in that game. Quick got the win. And here tonight, Kopitar had 4 points, a goal, and three assists, and Quick got the win. All right, around the NHL, Toronto in Buffalo tonight, a 5-2 win for the Maple Leafs. James Van Riemsdyk, who had a hat trick last night, had 3 points tonight, two goals and an assist. He's got 31 goals on the season. The winning goaltender, Curtis McElhinney, he improves to 9-4-1. He beat Robin Leonard. Washington into Brooklyn and a 7-3 win for the Caps over the Islanders. Dmitry Orlov and Nick Backstrom each had a goal and two assists. Evgeny Kuznetsov with the three assists. Ovechkin without a goal in that game. Islander goals Nelson, Ladd, and Pulock. As Philip Grubauer played again for Washington, Braden Holtby's been struggling, their number one goaltender. 7-3 Caps over the Islanders. Blue Jackets win their sixth straight. They go into Philadelphia, win 5-3. Cam Atkinson, the hat trick. Goals 14, 15, and 16. Panarin and Savard each with two assists for the Flyers. Giroux, Gostisbehere, and McDonald with the goals. Bobrovsky gets the win over Mrazek. Columbus 5 and Philadelphia 3. Pittsburgh goes into Montreal, beats the Canadiens 5-3. Patrick Hornquist, two goals and an assist. Evgeny Malkin and Brian Rust, a goal and an assist apiece. The goal for Malkin, his 40th, third time in his career. Malkin has had 40-plus goals in a season as Pittsburgh wins in Montreal 5-3. Florida continues playing well. They've had a lot of home games lately, but to give them credit, they're winning most of them. They shut out Boston in Florida 3-0. Ekblad, Bukestad, and Trocheck for the Panthers. James Reimer, the shutout, his third this season, 20th of his career. The Panthers over Boston by a score of 3-0. So Florida with that win, closing the gap in the Eastern Conference for a wild card. And right now they're 3 points behind New Jersey for a wild card. Colorado into St. Louis, a game that the Kings were interested in. Avs win it 4-1. Nathan MacKinnon having a great season. Two more goals. He's got 35. His line mate, Mikko Rantanen, had 4 points, two goals, and two assists. The other member of the line, Gabriel Landeskog, with three assists. Varlamov, the win over Jake Allen, Colorado 4, and the Blues 1. Jets at home beat the Blackhawks 6-2. They got five goals in the first period. Kyle Connor, rookie, had 20. Had two goals, 25 now on the season. Connor Hellebuck, a winner in goal, his 36th win of the year. Jets 6, Blackhawks 2. And Nashville keeps rolling. They go into Arizona, and they win by a score of 3-2. That's points in 13 straight games for the Predators. Ellis, Turris, and Fiala. For the Predators, Turris had 3 points, a goal and two assists. Pekka-Rinne, his 39th win, his record now 39-9-4. All right, now, in the playoff race, the two wild cards remain Dallas and Colorado. Right now, Colorado, 83 points, has the tiebreaker over Dallas, also 83 points, because Colorado has a game in hand. So those are the two wild cards. In the Pacific Division, of course, the top three in each division qualify. The Kings are third with 84 points, one behind San Jose, but the Sharks now have a game in hand. The Kings even in games with Anaheim and 2 points up on the Ducks. The Kings are 4 points up on Calgary and even in games with the Flames. So the Kings record 39-26-6. And again, the games left, 11 of them, 6 will be at home and 5 on the road. Paul Ledoux, Anje Kopitar, Tyler Toffoli, and Dustin Brown with goals for the Kings tonight. Kopitar, a 4-point game, a goal and three assists. Drew Doughty with three assists, and Jonathan Quick with the win. Want to thank our network producers, Jose Fernandez and Andre Padilla, on-site producer John Traconis. Next up, Saturday, St. Patrick's Day, 1 o'clock here with New Jersey. Our coverage, 12:30 with the pregame, 1 o'clock, play-by-play on Talk Radio 790 KABC and the radio network. King's Talk is next up on KABC. Give us a call, 800-222-5222. For Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night. Final score once again, the Kings 4, Detroit 1. So long, everybody.